Chapter 51. Polishing Nettlebrand for the Hunt.
"Haven't you finished yet, armor cleaner?"
growled Nettlebrand. He was standing in the dark water up to his knees, looking at his shimmering reflection. Gravelbeard crouched on his head, polishing his armored brow. The dwarf was working so hard that sweat ran down into his beard, even though the night was bitterly cold.
"Oh, nickel and gypsum," he said through clenched teeth. "What's the matter with them? They're as dull as ditch water. Have you ever heard I polish it?"
"What are you going on about?" grumbled Nettlebrand, lashing at the water impatiently with his tail. "I'm sure you've polished that place 4 times already. Isn't it shiny yet?"
Distrustfully, he lowered his head and stared at the water, but in the darkness of the night, his reflection was scarcely more than a golden shadow distorted by the ripples.
"Master!"
called a raven, landing on one of Nettlebrand's crest spines. Reluctantly, the golden dragon turned to him. "What is it?" he grunted.
"Shouldn't at least a couple of us go to the cave with you? Ah!"
"Nonsense." Nettlebrand shook his head. "You'd fall from the air like fried fish if the dragon fire hit you. No, I'll be needing you again later, so stay here for now, understand?"
"We obey, master,"
croaked the raven, lowering its beak respectfully before flying back to the others who were circling over the lake in a black cloud.
"Let's hope those dragons are in good fighting fettle," growled Nettlebrand when his servant the raven had left, "or hunting them won't be any fun. What did they look like, armor cleaner?"
"I only saw 2 of them," replied Gravelbeard sulkily as he slipped down his master's back a couple of scales. "They're smaller than you. Much smaller."
"Only 2? Nettlebrand squinted up at the dwarf. "How come you saw only 2?
"The rest were in another cave,"
replied Gravelbeard, scrubbing away until his knuckles ached. But there was still a dull film on Nettlebrand's scales. With a sigh, the dwarf put down his cloth and threw it and the bucket to the bank.
"Here you are, goldness! Finished!"
he cried, mopping the sweat from his brow with his beard and straightening his hat.
"About time, too!" grunted Nettlebrand.
He took a last look at his reflection,
stretched,
licked his terrible teeth, and lumbered out of the water, snorting. His paws crushed the blue flowers. Then he scraped the mud from his claws, wetted them on his teeth 1 last time, and marched toward the mountains.
"Well, where is it?" he panted. "Come on, tell me, armor cleaner. Is it that mountain there?" "Yes, your goldness."
Gravelbeard nodded and crouched down on his master's back. The cold was digging its icy fangs into his plump cheeks. Sure of victory ahead, Nettlebrand marched through the fragrant flowers. Gravelbeard heard him grinding his teeth, smacking his lips, and laughing hoarsely to himself. No doubt, this is what people called the thrill of the chase. The dwarf yawned nervously and thought of the huge cavern. What lovely stones it held, such treasures. But how about the fight? Those 20 dragons weren't just going to lie down meekly to be eaten. Gravelbeard frowned, his nose running with the cold. Such fights were dangerous for a little folk like him. He could easily get trampled by the dragon's claws.
Your goldness, he called. I think I better stay here, don't you? And I'd only be getting in the way during your great battle.
But Nettlebrand took no notice of him. He was trembling with eagerness for the fray. Snorting, he began to heave himself up the mountainside.
A good jump off, thought Gravelbeard. He wouldn't even notice. And then I could join him when it's all over.
He peered down, but the ground was a long, long way off. The dwarf shifted uneasily. Fine snowflakes were falling from the sky and settling on his hat. The wind blew over the rocks, filling the night with groaning and sighing. Nettlebrand liked that. He loved the cold. It made him feel strong. He climbed higher and higher, snorting and snuffling with the weight of his armor. His claws dug deep into the newly fallen snow.